Governor Bob McDonnell said public safety must be the primary concern and that a regulatory system must be developed before making the decision whether to pursue uranium mining or not.
We don't know whether regulations can be drafted that will ensure that every one of those concerns that were raised in that report can be met. They raised significant concerns about contamination to the water table, about sustained exposure primarily to the workers that mine and also the people that work in the processing plants, about what you do for storage and security of the tailings from the processing and the mining materials, and a number of other concerns that are legitimate and valid concerns.
The governor will be asking the Department of Mines and Mineral Resources, the Department of Health, and the Department of Environmental Quality to work together cooperatively over the next year to closely scrutinize the report and draft regulations for the legislature to use should they decide to pursue lifting the ban next year.
We're not making any prejudgments about what it'll show. I'm just directing them, based on everything I've read in the reports, to take this next step. You know, the flip side is, it's great jobs, it's great tax revenue, it's great economic development, but we are not going to do any of that if it can't be done with the maximum degree of safety for our people, for our water quality, and for the environment. We'll have evaluations by experts done and other places with similar geography, similar topography, similar rainfall amounts, similar water table levels. These are all things that the report said are somewhat unique to Virginia. And so we have a long way to go. I'm very concerned about the public input and even the perception that mining might be a net negative for the business community in that area in terms of attracting new business. Because our goal is, if it can be done safely, we want more jobs, we want more economic development, we want more severance tax revenue, and we want more ability to create American energy independence. That's one of the reasons that we can't just say no at this point. We have a very vibrant nuclear industry in America. In fact, its epicenter, I would say, is Lynchburg, Virginia, with Areva, Babcock & Wilcox, all the nuclear engineering programs. This could be a tremendous opportunity, not just at the Coles Farm with the mining, but also what it does for the nuclear industry in America. 92% of all the uranium that we use in the nuclear industry, whether it's on a carrier or in a nuclear plant, comes from outside of this country. And so if we're really serious about energy independence, this is the next step.
Virginia Uranium, the company who wishes to mine the site in Coles Hill, issued a statement praising the governor for allowing state agencies to begin a drafting and regulatory permitting program for uranium mining in the Commonwealth. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.